This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I decided to, how's your bracket look real quick?
First year that I did not do a bracket.
Oh,
since
interesting.
God knows how long, and 12-year-old Joe, 13-year-old Joe, he's thoroughly disappointed. And that's one of those things that I can't have happen again. That's like, you know, the I'm dying inside and I'm becoming old, and so therefore I'm not finding joy in the things I used to. And that's something I just can't let happen. Me not doing a bracket, that is a moment where it's like, Joe, you're better than that. Don't become an old man that doesn't care about doing a bracket. Come on, be better.
Yeah, my bracket's toast. But
so technically my bracket is perfect.
But I will say this.
I'm 0 for 0.
I, at the place that I drink frequently, I got roped into a women's bracket for the first time ever. The stakes are the winner gets a beer paid for by everyone else, and there's like 6 of us, okay? So the stakes are 5 paid for beers.
So it's not a beer bet. It's a beer bet.
Correct. Going into the Elite Eight, I had 98% correct predicted bracket.
Wow.
98%.
Damn, bro.
You. I think Warren Buffett should have cut you a check for that one.
Or Oz, whatever that dude's name, Oz the Mentalist.
And the only things that I had missed 2 4-5 matchups.
Yeah.
I had missed 2 8-9 matchups. And I missed a 7-10 matchup.
This is why you wanted to talk about the bracket.
And then, little do I know, because I don't watch women's basketball, but I ran into a buddy at A. Lene, and he was like, dude, just pick chalk. So I picked chalk, but I had a big upset in my bracket. I took UConn over USC.
Oh, boy.
Woo.
And then Juju went down.
And
UConn won.
UConn ended up. I was going to say, did I misread something yesterday? No, I definitely saw the last 13 seconds of that game yesterday.
So currently my bracket is like 92% correct.
Well, good for you, bud.
Yeah, right? Pretty,
it's looking like you'll sick. Be getting
I'm gonna
yourself.
I'm going to get some beer.
Beer, beer. I think that's 6. I don't know. Congrats. Good for you. That's why you wanted to bring this up, to give yourself, a humble brag. Pat on the back.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
That's how we do it.
I did something that I'm
Mr.
quite...
Mr. Woman's B-ball expert over there.
I'm quite proud of yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of, but also somewhat disgusted and ashamed of myself with. That is non-sports related. It is food related.
Ooh!
The girlfriend and I, I didn't make dinner last night. I was hanging out with Joe Fisher Jr., and he's...
Joe Fisher the second, Joe Fisher Jr. the third.
He's a talker. You know him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a chatty Cathy. And he held me up. So I got home and I didn't have anything for dinner. So she's like, ah, let's just get something. And I'm like, well, let's get some burritos from old Taqueria El Burrito.
Well, you know, I love burritos.
And I brought these burritos home and they were the size of an infant. Like they were.
Usually when you were like, they were the size of, I'm thinking, you know, like Secretariat horse style, if you catch my drift.
I mean, an infant is still, you know.
Yeah, how hefty we talking
like,
here, bud?
I held it up
the
to my
size of an infant.
Yes.
I thought you meant like infant to eat.
At first
like
I thought you meant
the like size of a human infant.
Wow.
Like
wow.
I held it up to my forearm. I'm not even kidding you. From wrist to elbow.
And it was all rice and beans in the top, meat in the middle, and sour cream and pico in the bottom.
No, but their full job made it so that way like one bite was all meat and rice and then the other bite was all vegetables. So I kind of had to do some shifting along.
Yep.
So I ate the whole thing.
Just
and it was definitely like towards the end, I was huffing and puffing and I made it go down and
getting higgy with it.
The girlfriend saved half of it for lunch.
Well, yeah, that's what you do with giant burritos.
Yes. But I was determined to finish my burrito and drink my medio litro of Mexican Coke, which is the
big one.
Well,
while you can before the tariffs make those like $8.
Yeah, seriously. I think it was really like $5 also. On
yep,
top of
the tariffs head. Might already be in force.
Yeah. And then I was curious. I was like, well, let me weigh her half burrito because I have a food scale.
Ooh.
I was like, let me see what
a food scale.
Yes. Not just a scale. A food scale.
A food scale. Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't,
food grade.
It wasn't one like a triple beam or anything like
that. Or
it.
Like one of those scales used for college activities. None of that.
Well, it was digital.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last.
Cut my burrito into pieces. And so I was like, let me weigh her half of a burrito because I'm curious how much this burrito weighed. Her half burrito weighed 14.7 ounces.
No way, dude.
Put it on the board.
So even if we round down to just a clean 14 ounces, it is safe to say that I ate a 28-ounce burrito last night.
Just in the bottom of your stomach.
And I was shocked. I was appalled. And like I said, I was disgusted and also extremely proud of myself.
You should get on the scale.
18-year-old Joe is very proud.
You should get on the scale before you eat the burrito.
A human scale, not a food scale.
A human scale, not a food scale. You might break it. Get on the human scale right before you eat that burrito.
Dude, I'm so mad I didn't do that.
Check the number and then just destroy that burrito. Don't poop yet. And then get on it. And see, and then poop and get on and give me a boom, boom, boom.
That's going to be like a Randy Marsh size poop there.
8 Keurigs.
Thank you. Yeah.
I
10 and a half Keurigs.
That is, again, I was shocked and I am, that thought came into my mind, I think later at night, like I was laying in bed and I was like, gosh, I should have weighed myself beforehand and after I ate.
You're just like
burrito.
Lying in bed.
Yeah,
you
I was like, oh
like,
my God. I was like, what is it? Robert Baratheon. Just give me something for the pain and let me die. Like it was bad.
Just Jabba the Hutt in your bed.
Oh, dude, it was yeah. I don't know if my girlfriend was attracted or disgusted in me. Like she kept giving me looks, and I was just like, do you want to do something right now?
Nom nom nom.
Are you into this or
sup, baby?
I don't think she was into it at all.
Get yourself a girl that looks at Joe after he's had a 24-ounce burrito.
Dude, I 28.
28 ounces. What's that in pounds?
I think 24 ounces is being conservative.
What is 28 ounces in pounds?
I thought a pound was 16 ounces.
Pound is 16 ounces.
Dang.
So, I mean,
so almost two.
You're almost a two-pound burrito.
Jeez.
Somehow adds 5 pounds to the scale.
I'm like, oh, my
somehow,
God.
Somehow.
Well, add that water weight. You start to swell up when you eat that burrito. So.
And again, God. And the medio litro Coke.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, and that's so just liquid.
It was like, what's the planet that Luke lands on, that Yoda is on? The
Dagobah.
Yeah, that's what was, it was a bubbly swamp in my gut. Dagobah.
Dagobah.
Yeah. By the way, have you ever done that, though, where you've jumped on the scale before taking a poo and then jumped on it after?
No. I jump on the scale every morning as I'm trying to, like, fix this body.
Yep, still no progress.
I do it after the poop and the shower. When you're supposed to know your true weight is in the morning after you poo, after you shower. That's your true weight.
Well, I definitely have done that at least once before. And Joey thought it was hilarious when I reported back to him that
you jumped on the scale, then pooed.
Because I knew it was going to be a thing. Yeah. I was like, dude, this is going
to
be a monster.
Speaking of Randy Marsh, is this the Bono poop that you like spray to keep alive?
The P.F. Chang's poop. it was one of those where, and when I told him afterwards, he just started dying laughing. He's like, did you really weigh yourself before and after? I'm like, yes, I did. And I just lost a pound and a half.
Son, take notes.
Yeah, this is what being a man is like, all right?
Have you ever taken the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl?
Well, your dad just did.
You ever dropped the Cosby kids off at the pool? Can we still say that?
I'm not sure we
can.
I'll tell you in the break. Yeah. I don't think I should explain it.
Yeah. Just move on. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a baseball show for you today, my friends.
Yeah, we do.
Not much going on. Dude, not much going on.
My vibes were immaculate Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I come into the office yesterday and I hear Ryan Cooley's voice talking about the Yankees, and MLB vibes just instantly tank. Yeah, I was like, oh God. I was like, I just now realized.
You walked into work full midnight and then went to six. Well, he is a Red Sox fan. That's a little tough if you're a Devers guy.
It like dawned on me. I was like, ah, crap. I got to listen to this for the next 6 to 7 months. Ugh.
So we do got a lot to get to. We'll do Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll check in on some news and notes around the league, things you've seen, some initial reactions. We got a steroid user. That was a gift from the baseball gods to just kind of drop on us.
I might get popped for steroids after eating that burrito. They're like, dude. That's
awesome. The Mexicans in the Willamette Valley are just stuffing you with HGH.
They're like, that is not okay what you just did. 80 games for you.
But where we start? We start with torpedoes. Torpedoes. Is this DOS boot? Is this World War II? Like, what are we doing over here? The new sensation that has taken over the league. We'll go there first. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
716 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. They'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. Harass us. We love it. I got Cleveland San Diego on my tube. Joe, what you got on yours?
Cleveland San Diego.
Oh, you're rocking the same game.
And stepping up is the Wazoo. Portland Pickle legend himself, Kyle Manzardo, who homered on opening day.
I don't think there is a single player to ever walk the face of the earth that encompasses Patrick Harris more than Kyle Manzardo.
It's, I mean, the mustache.
He's got a bad mustache. He went to Wazoo. He played for the Pickles, and now he plays for the Tribe. I'm in.
Yeah, again, I'm expecting Manzardo Scherzi to show up at any moment this season.
I feel like I have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I have to.
Yeah, just hopefully
he's not even like my fifth favorite player on the team.
I think you got to play it out and make sure that he's good.
I did pick him up in fantasy.
You know, I maybe wait a month or two, you know, see what happens. But, I mean, not a bad opening day. I haven't really kept track of what he's done for the rest of the summer.
When I was in high school or post-high school, I can't remember when it was.
Oh, my God. Did he just go? Oh, no. It was pop out.
I had a... You're ahead of me, I think. Yeah, you're ahead of me. I totally
fell for the in stadium. Oh,
depth perception.
Yeah.
I had a Jody Garrett Scherzi. You ever heard of Jody Garrett?
Jody Garrett.
Yeah. Seattle Mariner legend Jody Garrett. He actually retired in spring training with the Mariners because he, quote, lost his passion for the game.
Oh, well, we saw that in Cleveland when he was our top prospect.
I'm not surprised.
Is that one of those Seattle Mariner legends, like a Portland Trailblazers legend?
That's exactly like okay. He never played an actual game for the Mariners. He showed up in it with a spring training contract and gotcha. Then quit.
Sort of like a Blazers legend, Festus Ezeli.
Yeah,
exactly. He was one of our top prospects, and I bought a Scherzi, and he was terrible. I wonder whatever happened to that Scherzi.
I think the only Scherzi I've ever owned was Jason Witten. Not bad.
I have a Frankie Lindor. I don't own it currently anymore. My wife owns it. She wears that to bed. And I'm not going to lie. It's kind of hot. She puts that on, and it just says Cleveland Indians on the front.
And
I'm like, where did you get that Indian? Then she turns around, I'm like, Frankie. Am I having sex with Frankie tonight or you?
Do you yell Frankie's
Both?
Name?
Both.
Back and forth.
6-4-3! 6-4-3! Just yell right there at climax.
You really turned it fast last night, honey. Damn.
Damn! I ain't nobody seen.
Almost too fast.
That ghost tag was just incredible.
Well, I know I didn't get on base.
Wow.
Your on base percentage is zero.
I'm glad you hit a home run because I sure didn't.
Can we up the slugging percentage, maybe? Speaking of, have you heard of these new torpedo bats? Maybe that would help me out.
I got a torpedo bat for you.
What up, baby?
That might be you need to see a doctor if it looks like a torpedo.
That
bat.
Is actually, definitely probably. True.
What is going
you
on?
You should not look like a torpedo.
It looks like a bowling pin. What is wrong with you?
That being said, that's where we are going to begin this show today. The wave that is now sweeping around. And before we get into like what the torpedo bat is, its effect on the league, etc. Before we get into the real stuff, you gotta love Yankee haters. Like, Yankee haters are out in droves. Oh, if it wasn't the Yankees, Major League Baseball would ban this. I got a buddy I was just hanging out with, diehard Dodger fan. Like, annoyingly diehard Dodger fan. Like, you don't have to rub it in my face that your team is amazing. Like, we all know this. He's screaming F San Diego after they beat him in the playoffs last year. We're like, yo, dude. He's like, anyone from San Diego, you're a bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, we know. You guys in their stadium, in your stadium, throw stuff at their players. We know.
We got it. We got it. He goes, I think it's absolute BS. And me and the bartender were like, if your team had it, you would call it great innovation. He was like, no, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't at all. I would say it's so dumb. So I love that it was the Yankees that first came through on this because obviously it gets everybody's pajamas tight.
Well, and it's
and now they're so mad because they think the Yankees are cheating.
Yeah.
And that Major League Baseball is giving them an advantage.
I mean, listen, if there's one team that you want to have use this first, it's the Yankees. So they can be the sacrificial goat that just gets absolutely slammed for this and everybody calls a cheater. Then you
I'm telling you, if it was the Dodgers, we'd be like that's just
God. They are just
they're
doing
just
it again.
Ahead of the game. They're doing it again.
God, they're just the Dodgers. They
deferred
just
contracts. The best players in the game. Now they got new bats. Wow, just amazing.
With that being said, though, is that as soon as you pull up a list of who is using the torpedo bats, I mean, the team that is using it the most or has the players using it the most is the Yankees.
Yep.
but there are a lot of other players using it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. And we'll get into that now. I mean, the torpedo bat is basically, it has been deemed legal by Major League Baseball.
And I was saying this from the beginning where I was just like, people are like, can they do that? I'm like, I'm guaranteeing that the Yankees, who are worth billions of dollars, did everything possible to make sure that this was legal.
This isn't trash cans in the hallway leading to the clubhouse, okay? No. This is, we checked on it, we figured out what we're doing. And for those of you that are listening that aren't familiar with the torpedo bat, I'm sure if you're listening, you've heard about it. What it is, it's basically, they're redistributing the large part of a bat, okay? So if we're using science, the bat starts thinner and grows, she said.
Mm-hmm. You lost me at science.
And near the top of the bat is the largest area of the barrel. And what the torpedo bat is doing is it's kind of shifting that in different spaces along the bat, depending on who you are as a player. It's not a universal bat. It is designed specifically for each player. So if you are a, you know, Anthony Volpe using it versus, you know, who's a smaller, more contact hitter, to a Aaron Judge. Now, Aaron Judge is not using it, but I want to use him as an example, who is more of a power hitter using that full length of the bat. They move that to where you normally make contact. And the idea is actually kind of genius. It's actually kind of smart. The fact that we haven't got here already is a little mind-blowing now that we see it.
Yeah, let's put the mass of the bat in the part where people hit the ball
where you hit it the most. It's genius. Yeah. It's absolutely genius. My initial reactions on it are, okay, so the Yankees had some people that figured it out. But once I heard about the torpedo bat and started, like, researching about it, I already saw a quote from Bryce Harper who was like, yeah, we talked to management. We ordered some. We're going to check these out. So the baseball is a copycat league. So, okay, maybe the Yankees had an advantage for spring training and the last month of March. Okay, but everybody's going to catch up on this. And I love the quote from Aaron Judge, who basically said, 3 years ago, I had 62 home runs. I think I'm okay with my bat. I don't need a torpedo bat.
I am the torpedo. Good.
Yeah. You know, so it's not one of those things where everybody's going to go to the torpedo.
I don't know. He could hit. See, I hear that, though. And I'm like, you could hit 82 with the torpedo, bro. If you're healthy, if you're clean.
I don't know. I don't know. I still think it's kind of like golf.
If you're clean, are you making accusations?
We're not doing this.
I'm not saying. No, I'm not trying to say that. I'm not saying that in
you
a way it, to
you
accuse
heard it first.
Him.
You Schultz heard it first. Thinks Aaron Judge is on
good
the
Good Lord. He's on saying the in general. Would make any player that's clean and healthy better.
From A-Rod.
Come on. It's like if you gave it to Melky Cabrera on steroids, he would have hit 50. That's not what I'm saying here.
But I think what's interesting, and this is why I'm like so fascinated to see how this all plays out. I don't think that it is something that every player is going to take. Aaron Judge is the best example. He wants that traditional heavier bat. The barrel, the full barrel all the way through. He wants that because look at how many opposite home runs he hits in Yankee Stadium. That short porch, he wants the bat to be full-sized near the edge, near the end. You know, to where guys like Jazz Chisholm or Cody Bellinger or Anthony Volpe, they want it more in the sweet spot because they're more traditional hitters. Aaron Judge can kind of spread it around the field. So he wants that full. I think it's just like golfers. It's like my pitching wedge does this, and that's what I love, and that's why I'm going to stick with it.
You know what this does remind me of, though, is when dude started using the axe handle.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's different in the sense of like
Mookie Betts uses an axe handle.
Yeah, but and this is different in the sense of like the axe handle gave you better grip and better like wrist hinge and swing through and everything, whereas this is giving you more pop and more essentially more power and exit velocity and making the ball just absolutely get crushed. I mean, we saw Ellie De La Cruz, he used it for the first time this season. And had an insane stat, like 4 for 5, two homers, 7 RBIs.
Just looked up his line today. You want to know what it was?
I'm going to guess a complete regression, 0 for 3.
Well, I know Nathan Eovaldi threw a complete game.
Yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. But and let's see, how many hits did the Reds get? 4, but none of those were his. He went 0 for 4.
Before
what I want to get into next is I want to get into the impact of this, how we see it. Do we agree with it? Do we disagree with it? There's some great quotes that are kind of like stupid quotes, but also kind of true. There's a lot more to get into this, and I want to do that next. But the reality remains is there's something that is extremely important to know about being a hitter, no matter what your bat is. And I'll tell you that next. This is the Hot Corner. Before we do that, I'll throw it over to Schultzy with sports. If we get to it, Joe mentioned, you know, there's more updates on the Portland baseball situation.
I do want to read this text, though, and we kind of touched on
it. Hit me. I haven't even looked at the text line.
Yeah, it's all good. Someone like, and again, just like reading this text in the tone and voice that I got, it's like, it's pretty simple concept. Move the barrel mass more towards the handle so dudes who are more prone to getting jammed don't get jammed anymore. I love how, I mean, you and I did it in the segment, and then the texts are like, it's pretty, I mean, I don't know why we didn't think of this. It's like, the Yankees had an effing MIT physicist work on this, and we're all like,
they made a movie about it,
and we're all just like, duh. It's like the
I can't believe I didn't think of that. I'd be a billionaire right now. Only I would have invested it in MIT Zoom stock in 2020.
The MIT physicist is just sitting there like, dude, are you serious right now? I spent weeks working on this. Well, pretty easy idea, bro.
Duh, idiot.
You spent too much time, clearly.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get too far into the weeds just to, like, highlight that this is supposed to be, like, the same feel as the bat these players have been swinging their entire lives. That takes more than just a couple of days of engineering, right? Like, making the end... So we're talking about taking the weight from the ends of the bat that aren't used in hitting and pushing them towards that sweet spot. You still have to even it out to make that bat feel normal. Like, come on, this is not as easy as it sounds. That guy's an idiot.
And that's kind of where... That's kind of where I want to go. Like, I've got some quotes that are interesting, but I'm curious from you guys, like, your initial reaction. What was your initial reaction when you saw this? I kind of already shared mine. Was it one of like, this is BS, this is the Yankees trying to get an edge, blah blah blah, or is this more of like a, well, okay, this is just new innovation?
Well, it all happened pretty fast. Like Saturday is when everybody found out about this, really. The Yankees hit.
And they put up 20 runs.
Yes, yeah. This is when it happened. It was
also the Brewers look kind of bad.
Yeah, it's not going great. But yeah, I feel like Saturday is when, I mean, unless somebody heard about this Friday or Thursday, whatever, but I feel like Saturday, that Yankees Brewers, it was a early morning game, started at, I don't know, 11, something like that, 10:30, three home runs, first three at-bats, first three pitches, four home runs in the first inning. They scored 20 runs, and everyone's like, damn,
Can we put an APB out on Nestor Cortez?
Yeah, poor guy.
Oh, boy.
He has had a rough last few outings. If we want to move back to last
I don't want to derail, and we'll get to this in the 8 o'clock hour, but who's got a worse life right now, Nestor Cortez or Raffy Devers?
Yeah,
it might be Nestor Cortez.
I mean, the Milwaukee media is a little easier on players, but I don't know.
So that happened, right? And then we hear about the torpedo bats, and I think the initial reaction is like, dude, the effing Yankees.
Right.
That is the initial reaction from everybody. It's like, dude, of course, like, the Yankees are the ones that figured this out and started using it, and they're going to cheat their way to scoring 20 runs a game. And then very quickly after that, oh, no, this player's using it. From this team, and this player's using it. From this team, and this player
just didn't hear about it.
Like, yeah, and it starts to come out that other teams and other players are using it, and then it quickly became, okay, this is actually something that, and that's also what I'm curious about. Like, did players hear about that on Saturday and immediately call up, what is it, like Marucci or
whoever the
bat manufacturer, and like, dude, get me one of those now. And then before we knew it, Elliot Dela Cruz and Adley Rutschman. And now, granted, there are some dudes that are using it, and it hasn't been a good start to their season, and we haven't seen results from them, but...
Still got to hit the ball, right?
I mean, yeah, right. You still got to actually get the bat on the ball. And, yeah, I feel like this has all just happened very, very fast. And it went from Saturday to here we are now on Tuesday, like, hit with this whirlwind of torpedo bats and the new world of baseball to come.
I think my first reaction was, And genuine, not in a like angry, mad thing. My first reaction was, is it legal?
That was literally the first question.
That was
my... And out of the same...
And not in like... Yeah. Not in like a, is it legal?
Not an F you kind of way, no, but like, so is this a real thing?
Is this legal?
Yeah.
Because my thought was instantly to... And this is where I think it's so fascinating. Like, the bat manufacturer said, it's not the bat. The hitter is still the player swinging the bat. The bat is not juiced, et cetera. And yeah, you say that because you want to sell a product, blah, blah, blah. But I think... That comment is a little tone deaf, but I also don't think it's wrong. I think the reality is that you still need to be a good hitter. You still need to know the pitch that's coming and put your swing in the right spot. But that, Jordan, I'm with you. That was my first reaction. Is it legal?
Yeah.
Because baseball has always been one of those things. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And if you're cheating, don't get caught.
I mean, as far as the speed goes that Joe talks about, I would kind of question, like, why we didn't hear about this a little bit sooner in spring training. Because, like, I feel like the last big advancement in baseball technology that we heard about publicly was the sticky stuff, Spider-Tac, essentially, that pitchers were putting on, you know, and...
Because Spider-Tac wasn't a banned substance.
Not exactly. It's not at
like
that point.
Andro in the 90s was not a banned substance.
And
that's what McGuire was on.
Exactly.
And he was like, look, I never did anything illegal.
And God, I mean, I don't want to get too far off track here, but like at that point, you know, looking in a player's locker and seeing that they had a it was just a supplement, quote unquote, at the time, that was like taboo. The journalist got, you know, effed over for that one, but it was a slow burn after McGuire was discovered using it. Then a couple of others, you know, kind of were found out to have been using it. And that's the same thing that happened with Spider-Tac until eventually guys were just rotating the ball too fast that it was gone. But this, all of a sudden, it's probably something that I'm not sure it has as big of effect as we want to think. We saw what the Yankees did with it, but because we hadn't heard about it, I'm not sure that it's as big of a difference, but I hope that it can help offenses even up with pitching. I mean, that's kind of my thought on it. Once I found out it was legal, I hope that teams can use it to hit better, to hit for higher averages. So we're not seeing only 11 guys hitting over 300. Honestly, that's where I take it. I'm like, I like this, and I hope that we can see offenses even up a little bit with this pitching.
There's some interesting quotes here from Jazz Chisholm. He said, it doesn't feel like a different bat. I don't know the science of it. I think I still hit the ball the same exit velocity as I always did. It just feels like it gives you a feeling of you have more to work with. You probably don't have more to work with, but it feels like it. Cody Bellinger went on to say he practiced with a torpedo bat last year with the Cubs, but this last weekend was the first time he ever used one. He said, quote, personally, the weight is closer to my hands, so I feel as if it's lighter in a way. For me, that was the biggest benefit. Obviously, the bigger the sweet spot, the bigger the margin for error. So maybe that's probably a big reason why Major League Baseball says, yeah, go for it, because you still have to be a good hitter to use that to your advantage. This isn't going to make Mitch Haniger a 270 hitter, okay? You still have to be a better hitter. Is it going to speed up, you know, Mookie Betts' bat speed a little bit? Yeah, maybe. But he's still got to swing at the right time. And if it does speed up your bat speed, it's still figuring out your timing. I don't think it's one of those things. I don't think it's cheating. And I don't think it's one of those things that pitchers are going to have to adapt to. I think if pitchers think they have to adapt to this, they're in for some trouble, because it's still about location. It's still about fooling the batter. And if you can do that, you'll be just fine.
Well, again, my initial thoughts, like on the whole, is it legal? My initial thoughts that went there, I was just like, dude, of course it's illegal, because there's no way that the Yankees are trying to pull this. Any team is trying to pull this. And without the MLB knowing, because I'm sure that... But also, in the fans' defense, MLB does things with the balls that no one, they don't tell any about, so they kind of mess with equipment without anybody caring or knowing, and then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we juiced the balls for the
last
half of
the year. And that's the other interesting thing. Like, we got caught juicing the balls, so are we juicing the bats? Yeah. I don't think these are juice bats, unless you cut one down the middle and there's a cork in it or something.
Well, I'm going to give you some, and this is... again, I don't know if anybody has gone back and tracked every single at bat, and like, because they have the torpedo bat users stats, and it's my understanding that some have used it for every at bat, some have used them for some at bats, right? Like Ellie De La Cruz, he just used it for the first time the other day. So these stats are the users, torpedo bat users. I don't know if they took into the equation of like, hey, here are their full season stats, or again, those singular moments where they used it. But they're saying that the batting average is 273 for torpedo bat users compared to the MLB average of 243 last year. So a big jump there. On base plus slugging, OPS, 856 compared to 711 in the average of last year. And then average exit velocity, 89.9 miles per hour compared to 87.8 miles per hour. So again, this is where I wonder, I'm like, okay, are these just these dudes' stats throughout the season so far? And they have actually looked and seen every at bat is using these bats. But, you know, as far as this sample size and this number, you know, it looks like they are making a difference in players' performance.
And I think one of the biggest things is, remember, baseball is a copycat league. All right. If this is working, guys are going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, when Bryce Harper's like, yeah, me, JT, and Bryson Stott, like, yeah, we got some ordered.
Yep, Mariners ordered some too. Julio, Cal, and Jorge Polanco were all curious about how it feels.
You know, and I feel like a guy like Cal, I don't think torpedo bat's good for him. You know, and I don't know. Obviously, he's a lot smarter, and Edgar, and they're all going to, like, figure out the kind of hitting. But Cal kind of speaks to me like an Aaron Judge, like a Yordan Alvarez. Yordan Alvarez, I don't think, wants a torpedo bat. Bryce Harper 10 years ago doesn't want a torpedo bat. Bryce Harper now might want a torpedo bat. A guy like Frankie Lindor, carbon copy kind of guy that wants a torpedo bat. Cody Bellinger, same sort of thing. Aaron Judge, dude, I need barrel everywhere. I'm trying to mash homers. And I don't think the torpedo bat, the guys that are going to use the torpedo bat and be successful at it are not 35, 45 home run dudes. It's going to be hit for contact, hit for average kind of guys. And get that ball in the sweet spot a little better. Because a home run, again, to use Judge as the example, Judge is a righty. And how many home runs does he hit to right field? That's using the bat. And the torpedo bat is not going to give him that.
Probably turn some of those into outs in that little short porch.
Exactly, because he won't get enough contact
not long
on the
enough,
bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's no different than, you know, Callaway or Nike or whoever doing a bunch of stuff with golf clubs. I don't think it's that. I think it's just more specified for certain guys.
I'm going to push back a little bit on this because I really do think, like I said, offense is lacking. Hitting is just so far behind pitching right now. And if there's any kind of innovation, which, can you guys remember the last time we had like an innovation for hitters beyond like the pitch tracking thing, which isn't really an innovation. It just gives you it's that technology that allows you to basically simulate any kind of pitcher and the ball moves the exact way that you're going to see. Like, if you want Max Scherzer, you can get Max Scherzer's, you know, pitches dialed in and practice.
Almost a video game.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost a video game, but you can practice and see kind of what he's going to be like, or very close to what he's going to be like the next time out that you face him. If this is, you know, something that is an option, I feel like a lot of lesser hitters in baseball are going to at least take a look at it. We'll see, obviously, in a couple of months if it's good or not, or if it's going to be a sustainable bat, but I think the offense needs help so bad in Major League Baseball. I'm assuming we're going to see these adopted in mass just to see if we can get more contact on the ball.
If you're Juan Soto, do you need a torpedo bat?
I mean, again, there's probably where it's like, why not? I mean, do you need it? No, you're already really good. But I mean, again, why the hell not?
I'm watching Cleveland, San Diego right now. Steven Kwan, torpedo bat. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez, I'm good.
Yeah,
give me the big boy.
I'm just intrigued to see this play out more, get more of a sample size, and, you know, to lament what that texter said and what kind of the some of the technology on this is that it's supposed to help guys that get jammed up. So those guys that, if you look at their hot-cold chart, like how many of them are colder on the inside pitches? And is this going to help them hit those inside pitches a little bit better as well? Get better contact, more power.
We'll definitely keep an eye on this throughout the season. I'm sure our great friends over at Baseball Reference will have the stats for us when we need it. So we'll keep an eye on this, and we'll report back. We'll see. I mean, I'd love to see Bryce Harper with a torpedo bat. I'd love to see him fail with a torpedo bat. You're like, I don't know. I don't know if I want this to work or don't want this to work.
I mean, it's just hard to ignore the effect when Ellie De La Cruz turns around and has his best game as a pro time out using it.
But you're also talking about a future superstar of the game.
Exactly. That's
Was he just on that day, you know?
Yeah, it's not like John Birdie went 5-for-5 with two homers.
Exactly.
But again, like one of those days or the day that the Yankees scored 20 runs is Jad Chisholm. He had two of them. And it's like, he's not exactly...
But so did Judge and Goldschmidt like and Belly. Yeah, but Judge and those guys hit home runs,
Judge
though.
Hits home runs
and
already.
And Jazz's were both shorts to right.
Okay, it's a good point there. You're playing a little league porch
and
there.
Like Volpe's, I think he was 10 of 30 in O'Parks and MLB.
Volpe hit one
run.
Today that was exactly. Just over right center.
I do hate those Yankee Stadium cheap home runs, but that's what they live on.
Not if you got Tampa Bay Rays players on your fantasy team, because Steinbrenner Field is built the exact same.
That is a fair point, my friend.
All right, when we come back, would you tarnish your entire career for $45 million? We got the first one of 2025. That's next. Hot Corner, Today the Fan. The Braves are an interesting topic. Obviously, the Dodgers, things like that. The Pirates lost 3 games in a row, all on walk-offs. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll take a look around the league, see if anything has popped out to you. Guys that are struggling, I've got the most obvious major candidate for that, guys that are blowing the doors off. Plus, we'll have fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. But let's get into this, guys. I mean, it happens all the time. There's always somebody. You know, we talk about this so frequently. This isn't 2005 anymore. This isn't 1996, okay? When you do things, they have massive repercussions. And he said he was tested 8 times last year and all clean.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the repercussions of eating a pound and a half burrito.
Well, I'm about to find that out tonight because I think I'm going to eat a pound and a half burrito.
You should. Tonight. It's a disgusting and great venture.
It's my Friday. I'd like a cheat day, and a 2-pound burrito sounds great. But you have basically your comeback player of the year, basically. You have the greatest season of your career. It gets you a 3-year deal for $45 million on a contender, and you test positive. Jurickson Profar is now suspended for 80 games, cannot play in the postseason. The Braves, by Vegas, were picked to win the East. I think I had the Phillies. Did you guys take the Braves? Not that you're wrong.
I think I took the Braves.
I think you guys took the Braves. I took the Phillies. At least none of us took the Mets.
And then I think Will
Ortner took the Mets because he doesn't watch baseball, there, so he just feeds into whatever the national narrative is. Whatever Stephen A. Smith says about baseball.
Phillies,
that's Will Ortner
for you, Braves for me, Mets for Will /
But you're taking the Braves though, right, Schultzy?
Will Schultz, Jordan Ortner.
I would have said, after this, probably the Phillies, but if you're going back to before the season, yeah, I would have said.
Yeah, you'd have said. I don't think that's a bad call. I really like their pitching staff, especially if Strider is good. But Jurickson Profar, he's out for 80 games, can't play in the postseason. This is an interesting one. I was talking with some buddies before the show today about this. He was my waiver wire pickup of the year last year in fantasy. He was absolutely unbelievable. He had almost 30 bombs, hit for average on a very good San Diego offense. I loved what he did last year, and I've always loved Jurickson Profar. He was kind of a utility Swiss Army knife kind of guy. He could play left field. He could play second base. You can put him wherever you need, and he kind of put it all together last year. Now he tests positive for steroids, and if you read his statement that he made today, everybody on Reddit already knew what his statement was going to be before he posted it. You know, never would I knowingly put a banned substance in my body, but I respect Major League Baseball's decision and I will serve my suspension. That sounds like you got busted.
I could have sworn that he said, or his agent or someone said, something along the lines of like, oh yeah, no, I worked out with Fernando Tatis last year and his trainer, and really worked on my lower body and core strength.
And he went to the San Diego FC soccer game with Manny Machado.
That's all.
The worst part about this is this whole thing is now I'm wondering, is Manny Machado on the juice?
Ever since
we already know Tatis got busted.
Once he left Baltimore, yeah. Yes, he was clean in Baltimore.
God, I'm sick of these excuses. I hate that they just don't admit it.
I guess the big question, and Jurickson and Profar, you know, it's for us losers that love baseball too much. Yeah, this is like a big story for us. But nobody knows who Jurickson and Profar is. I mean, hell, if Jose Ramirez tested positive for steroids, only us losers would know about it.
I was going to say, baseball dudes know.
Baseball dudes. That's what I mean. I call us losers, but I mean us baseball dudes.
Yeah. Which we're kind of losers in that sense too.
But I'm curious how this still goes. Like, how are we still here? Would you sacrifice the reputation of yourself in Major League Baseball? Because let's be real. There's a good chance that Jurickson and Profar was probably on these drugs last year, but
possibly
the testing hadn't caught up to him.
He said he got tested eight times last year.
But the drugs are always ahead of the testing.
That's how this works.
Always ahead of the test. Always have been, always will be.
I got a fun little nugget for you. He tested positive for human chorionic gonadotropin.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
I put that in my coffee every morning. Yeah.
According to Wikipedia's list of players that have been busted for steroids.
I like MLB. My coffee like I like my women.
There's only been one other player in MLB history that has gotten popped for that.
Only one other player. Okay.
Who would that be?
Let's have some fun here.
Because there's a lot of there's a lot of substances on this list.
Totally. There's like a
lot of different ones. Yeah.
Okay, so only one player has ever been popped for this. Is it an obvious name?
Big or not.
Yes, it's a big name.
It's a big name.
Yes.
Recent, like last decade?
Give me the decade that they played.
It was not in the last decade. It happened in the 2000 to 2010 range.
Oh, shoot.
I'll say he's a big name, but he's a big name to you, Patrick.
Oh, it's Manny Ramirez.
It was like Man Ram, right?
Man Ram before you said Man Ram.
It was Manny Ramirez when he was with the Dodgers.
Yes, and this was a testosterone reducer.
He was trying to get pregnant with his wife.
Yeah, no, because
He was trying to carry their baby. I mean, he was trying to get her to carry their baby.
So basically, him and Profar were both caught with the drug that these guys take when they are supposedly, allegedly, on a steroid cycle to come back down to get their testosterone levels to return to normal. Yes?
Also, Joe, us baseball nerds, Manny Ramirez is the greatest hitter ever to be on steroids.
I mean, yeah, probably.
That guy could hit a baseball.
I mean, Barry Bonds could hit a baseball, too.
I think Manny's a better hitter than baseball.
To answer your earlier question, Patrick, Robinson Cano gave up his reputation for all that cash.
I mean, and I think, you know, Robbie Cano is interesting.
Because, by the way, got popped twice.
Yeah, Robbie Cano's interesting because he was going to get a paycheck no matter what. And now, do we know, was he on the juice before? We don't know that.
No, but I would Jurickson
Profar,
say yes.
Jurickson Profar, before last season, was a nice little player. Clubhouse guy, you could put him anywhere.
Utility.
Start him, put him on the bench, whatever. Yeah, what's 45 divided by 6? Does anybody know that math?
4.8.
Okay,
like
so he's going to lose $4.8 million because you don't get paychecks for the 80 games you sit out.
45 divided by 6?
Yeah.
That's 8.8.
Yeah.
My bad, I did it backwards.
So he's going to lose 8 of that 45, but the rest is guaranteed. Is that something you're worth doing to get that kind of money?
I mean, you go from like Dylan Moore status as an example for the Seattle Mariners, utility player, nice
love
clubhouse
Dylan Moore.
Guy.
Love Dylan Moore. Can play in the outfield, can play in the infield. Yeah. Nice little ball player.
He signed a 2-year, $5 million contract with a $1 million signing bonus. You compare it to Jurickson Profar's 45
million. 3 years, 45.
Minus 8, Yeah,
sign me up.
That's a big.
You want my left or do you want my right? Like, yeah. Which one are we doing here?
Big check.
Barring postponed games, Profar will be eligible to return June 29th against Philadelphia Phillies and lose 5.8 of his $12 million salary.
Oh, that's not not as bad.
Yeah.
But you can't play in the postseason.
No.
And I'm pretty sure the Braves signed him to play in the postseason.
And
they need outfield help.
And I believe that they're going to be in the postseason.
I believe they're going to be in the postseason, too.
We'll see
despite
about that,
what they're doing. Yeah. Speaking of what they're doing right now, let's get into the next hour. Let's talk about some things. I'll open the floor. Text messages, fan text line, 503-864-6326, YouTube channel, whatever you want. What are some initial reactions we have from this first weekend of baseball? That's next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. 10A The Fan.